HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. It's Halloween week, so I've written about some of my personal experiences at several of our state's most haunted lodging establishments, including Hotel Colorado in Glenwood Springs, the Hand Hotel in Fairplay, and the Delaware Hotel in Leadville. I gave myself goosebumps writing this post, so if you've been hankering for a paranormal encounter, head over to HeidiTown.com right now, if you dare. Fall is a good time to get artsy. Did you know that there are 6 First Friday Art Walks in Denver neighborhoods each month? In addition to First Friday Art Walks in Denver and around the state, this Friday is also the kickoff of Denver Arts Week. This 9-day event is a chance to experience what the city has to offer when it comes to museums, theater, galleries, and film. A Night at the Museums is happening again this year as part of Denver Arts Week. 23 area museums will be open late this Saturday, November 2nd. Shuttles will be running all evening to take guests from destination to destination. See a listing of the museums and shuttle information at denver.org/Denver Arts Week. At this website, you'll find everything you need to know about this week, including the Stars Film Festival happening November 6th through the 9th. And speaking of film festivals, tis the season. On Friday, November 8th, there's a Native American Film Festival in Niwot. Keep an eye on niwot.com for the interesting things happening in this tiny town. And on November 9th, Lyric in downtown Fort Collins is hosting a local film fest featuring shorts called the Choice City Film Festival. This is an excellent opportunity to be exposed to the directorial talent that is being grown right here in Northern Colorado. The event starts at 7 p.m. Look for the event on Facebook or go to lyriccinemacafe.com. And don't forget, Fort Collins First Friday Art Walk happens this weekend. Be sure to stop in at the Fort Collins Museum of Art to see the Northern Colorado Invitational running through November 22nd. This show highlights some of the region's most influential and interesting artists. Go to ftcma.org for a list of artists and upcoming shows at the Fort Collins Museum of Art. This Saturday, November 2nd, Colorado's largest Day of the Dead celebration is happening at the Longmont Museum. This event looks really cool, and I'm going to try to make it this year. Go to longmontmuseum.org for details. Veterans Day is coming up, and I think I say this every year on my show, but it's something that bears mentioning again and again. I've noticed that some people seem to be confused about Veterans Day. It's a day set aside to honor all of those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. It's not a day to remember the dead, but a day to remember the living. Memorial Day honors those who died while serving. This Veterans Day is Friday, November 11th, and events to honor our vets will be taking place all over Colorado. Loveland always has a wonderful Veterans Day parade followed by a powerful presentation in Duane Webster's Veterans Park. Despite all of the political shenanigans of late, we are all pretty lucky people when we stop and think about it. I'd like to sincerely thank all veterans who are listening right now. I do not take for granted the sacrifice of service that you made. Thank you. Lastly, if you are looking to get into the holiday spirit, check out my Top Colorado Christmas Towns post. It's actually several years old, but it's been trending for the last 3 months on HeidiTown.com. I can only surmise that many folks are planning to spend Christmas in Colorado this year. And yes, I know I just mentioned Christmas, and I, too, tire of the holiday coming earlier and earlier each year. But we're going to embrace it over in HeidiTown, so keep an eye on the Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Google+. If we embrace the holidays together, perhaps we can get through them in one piece. Thanks for listening. Until next time, happy Halloween, go get artsy, and happy Veterans Day.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.